Where? Oh.
Rock turned in his saddle to look where Archer was pointing. There, on a hillock, was a magnificent moose, with horns big enough for a man to sit in.
Me hunt?
It'd sure make a good dinner. All right, Archer, it's all yours.
Russians!
They shot for cover as several Reds came driving out of the woods, unaware of the Free Fighters' presence. They had hit a moose with one of the rack of rockets on the back of a flat-top truck. There were five more men on cycles and about 20 troopers in armored half-tracks, KGB black shirts. But these were sloppier than he had ever seen. A few had vodka bottles in their hands or in their mouths. Usually, KGB were rigid as steel, like their master of murder, Kilov. They would pay for their carelessness.
When I give the signal, waste them. Grenades ready? Frags and phosphorus okay, Detroit?
Scar knives?
No explosives. Just for the wheels. That ought to at least cripple a bunch of them. Then use full auto fire. Deployment method B.
Stop the driving!
The Reds didn't notice the Free Fighters. They were too busy laughing and grabbing pieces of moose, hooves, parts of horn, for souvenirs to take back to Mother Russia.
Look, Nevsky, I will mount this 8-pronged horn over my fireplace in Murmansk.
They will never let you come back to Murmansk. You have grown too used to lax discipline now that Kilov is gone. None of us will ever go back. Let us drink and hunt and rape. Use this land for some fun before the Rads or the Red Army get us.
You are right, comrades. And just for being right, you can have the other horn.
The damage one. Thanks, Chief. You keep the good one and give me the damaged one. I say we should go.
We're under attack!
Chen, cover me.
Chen ran forward with a scar knife in each hand until he was within 20 feet of the KGB unit. Just as the Red turned with his rifle, Chen unleashed his weapons.
Thanks, Chen. My turn now. Chen, they're panicked. Toss a rock.
Shocking. Wolf! Save your ammunition! Fire only when fire comes on!
That's their leader. I'm taking him out.
Rock rushed through the tall grass for a good 50 feet without being detected. Chen had shown him just how to move to appear like the wave of the grain of the fields. When the wind moved the grass, he moved. A wave, undetectable. Roxen was higher and behind the KGB-er. The man happened to glance towards the Doomsday Warrior, and they locked eyes. Instead of raising his AK to fire, however, he took off running.
Oh, no you don't! Yeah.
Get away from me!
Move and his knife goes in.
Surrender! I surrender!
Well, we'll both get up there. Tell your men to drop their arms, okay?
Ah!
They slowly got up. The Major was looking for a false move, a way for the tables to be turned. But Rock didn't give him any leeway. With a knife to his throat, he walked with Rock back down the hill.
Surrender! I order you to throw down your weapon!
The groups immediately stood, tossed their rifles, and raised their hands.